Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Robert Smith, 32, who's out on bond for drugs, teams up with wife Danielle Smith to peddle drugs again. Customers? Undercover cops, of course. Smith busted for the second time in 6 weeks. Wife Danielle Smith, a first-timer. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Robert Smith was arrested just 6 weeks earlier for selling meth, fentanyl, and mushrooms to undercovers, but apparently did not learn his lesson. Smith posted his $40,000 bond for that offense and was waiting for trial at the time of the second.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith now held on $500,000 bond for distributing meth, fentanyl possession, and drug paraphernalia. Lawrence Bracey sneaks into a New Jersey restaurant's back office, stealing a wad of cash. Cops reviewing surveillance video recognize the suspect immediately because they arrested Bracey the day before in the exact same clothing.
Employees were working inside the restaurant while Bracey stole the cash, but the restaurant was not open to the public and no patrons were inside. In the previous incident, Bracey was charged with burglary, forgery, and theft, but was released on a $13,000 unsecured bond.
Bracey, 26, now charged with burglary for the second time. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A man riding in a car with his cousin shot and killed another passenger, then returned to the same neighborhood near Orlando hours later and shot 4 more people, killing a journalist covering the original shooting and a 9-year-old girl. This update from police on a story we first told you about on Friday. Sydney Sumner has more from Crime Online.
Orange County Sheriff John Mina characterized the shootings last Wednesday as random acts of violence. Mina said during a news conference that the 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses had been arrested and charged with first-degree murder in the initial shooting that killed 38-year-old Natashu Augustine, and that numerous more charges would follow. Spectrum News 13 identified the slain reporter as Dylan Lyons. Photographer Jesse Walden was also wounded. Sheriff Mina said Walden has been talking to investigators while being treated at a hospital. The two were in an unmarked news vehicle covering the first homicide when a man approached and shot them. The man then went to a nearby home where he fatally shot Tiana Major and critically wounded the girl's mother. Officials have not released the mother's name.
Sheriff Mina said Thursday that investigators do not know the motive for any of the shootings. A judge has now ruled that there's sufficient evidence to send to trial the person accused of killing 5 people and wounding over a dozen others at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs last year. The ruling that sends Anderson Lee Aldrich to trial on dozens of murder and hate crime charges came after a hearing in which prosecutors presented evidence that they visited Club Q at least 6 previous times, drew a map showing the layout of the club, and appeared to be planning to live stream the attack using a mobile phone duct taped to a baseball hat found in their SUV. Appearing in the courtroom in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffed, Aldrich had no visible reaction to the ruling after crying at times during the testimony. The 22-year-old, who identifies as non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them, is charged with more than 300 charges, including murder and bias-motivated crimes. A Mississippi grand jury has found no criminal conduct by a law enforcement officer who fatally shot a black teenager last fall outside a discount store in Gulfport. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
An officer shot 15-year-old Jaheim McMillan in the head October 6th after Gulfport police pulled over a car carrying the teen and other minors. McMillan, a Gulfport high school freshman, died 2 days later at a hospital in Mobile, Alabama. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation examined the case, as it does with all shootings involving law enforcement officers. State Attorney General Lynn Fitch says that her office presented information from that investigation to a Harrison County grand jury earlier this month.
Because the grand jury declined to indict anyone in the shooting, Fitch says her office will take no further action in the case. R. Kelly has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child pornography and enticement of minors for sex, but will serve all but one of those simultaneously with a 30-year sentence on racketeering and sex trafficking convictions. U.S. District Judge Harry Leinenweber ordered that Kelly serve 1 year in prison following the racketeering sentence imposed last year in New York. The central question going into the sentencing in Kelly's hometown of Chicago was whether Leinenweber would order the 56-year-old Grammy Award winner to serve the sentence simultaneously with or only after he completes the New York term. The latter would have been tantamount to a life sentence.
North Carolina cops pull over a suspected drunk driver, Brandon Murphy, who refuses to cooperate during the stop. Murphy makes a break for it when cops try to cuff him. A cop grabs Murphy's arm, but Murphy bites him so hard, the officer needs stitches. Murphy charged with DWI and assaulting an officer. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.